you go back and forth, you're making a...
swing.
Okay. What would you call a container for coal that you keep near the stove or fireplace?
That's a scuttle. Okay. Coal scuttle.
Would there be a different name for the container that you use to bring the coal inside?
Well, not necessarily, because you could use a scuttle to go out and get it, you see. Same thing.
What runs from the stove to the chimney?
Pipes, stove pipes.
A small vehicle that's used to carry bricks or other heavy things that has a small wheel in front and two handles in back.
Wheelbarrow.
What do you sharpen a scythe on?
Sharpen the scythe on, you use a rock to sharpen it, or a file if it needs filing.
Okay. What do you call the kind of sharpener that turns around?
It's a wheel. It's a sand grit wheel.
What do we use for transportation nowadays?
Automobiles. Couldn't do that, I think.
Yeah, no. If something is squeaking, to lubricate it, you have to do what to
oil it? Grease it.
Okay. If grease got all over your hands, they are?
Greasy.
You might take your car into a gas station and ask them to check the water in the...
oil.
What is it that you use to burn in lamps?
Kerosene oil. Used to had several homes when I was a little boy that we had. That was the only kind of light we had was kerosene light. Clean those globes.
Because they get dirty.
Yeah, they get smoky if you don't watch them, run them up. Trim the wicks.
Yeah. What might you call a makeshift lamp made with a rag and a bottle and kerosene?
That's a torch like. Could be. A...
toothpaste comes in a...
toothpaste comes tube.
If someone's just built a boat and they're going to put it in the water, you say they're going to...
launch it.
I can't get over how quick you snap these answers out, because it takes me a long time to think of it.
Oh, no.
What kind of boat would you go fishing in on a small lake?
Bateau or a flat bottom. Better, they're better because they sit level. I've built them.
Those?
Both
kinds,
yes. Son and I, we built us a runabout here in the backyard.
Really?
16-foot runabout. I cut out all the stuff with it in my shop and everything. We just had the grandest time fixing that and putting the plywood on it and painting it up and everything, putting seats in it and placing it.
Oh.
Yeah, I still got the plans down in the shop.
Really? How long did it take you to...
Oh, well, we worked on it for about 3 or 4 months. It did not every day, you see, because he didn't get
Well, that's not very long, though.
No, I'd work on it some daily every day after I come home from work, and then he'd come up some evenings if he had a day off, but he'd come up on Saturday, and we'd work with it and all, and then paint it. I got all the stuff together, and we'd put it together, and I'd make the frames, and we'd fasten it on there. Even taking the cotton strings and soak them in waterproofing glue and just leave them there and then put them in where they come into the bottom.
Mm-hmm.
Put them in there before we put the batting across the bottom of it there, you see, so it would, and then when they get wet, it'd stick in there and it would swell up, stop up, fix the bottom where it'd be leveled and all that kind, build it up.
If I ask you where you were going, you might say, you might say, I blank today.
Going to town today.
Okay. If a child is just learning to dress himself, the mother brings in the clothes and says,
dress yourself.
If I ask you if you think Lester Maddox is going to be elected, you might say no, but...
I hope not, anyhow. Yeah.
You might tell a small boy, send your dog over here.